This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Gay men, have you ever thought about how you really treat women in queer spaces? I mean, really thought about it. Are they the inclusive spaces that we want them to be for all, or is it just inclusive for you? Minora Fox is a drag performer in Melbourne who surprised me when she told me she was actually a straight cisgendered woman. I'd watched Minora perform many times and never put a lot of thought into the person behind the drag persona. But when she came to The Informer wanting to share her story, it was one of the things that we thought a lot of gay men needed to hear. While we can all agree that more needs to be done to create a safer and more inclusive environment for everyone, are we really doing our bit to make that happen? Or are we just part of the problem?
I never really liked clubbing before I started drag because I genuinely don't feel safe in those places. I'm a very, like, if I hear a bad situation or a bad story, I can't help but put myself, like, in that situation in my head. So whenever I heard about people being attacked or raped or anything terrible like that, at scenes like that, I just became too scared to do it. And that's sort of when I fell into the queer community, because I found a group of people that really love and accepted me and wanted me to be safe. But there are often times, especially when I am in drag, walking into a bar or a club where mostly cis gay men decide that because I'm there in drag, they have the right to touch me or grab me or grope me. And because I have my guards up already, because that's something that I'm really genuinely terrified of day to day, it's quite hard to deal with, especially when it's in a place where I not only expect but deserve to feel safe.
As gay men, do you think we create a safe space for women in queer spaces?
I feel that we are very much inclusive. It is very much a gay male space, but we're always very inclusive of females.
We could do better. We could do a lot better.
How do you think we could do better?
You have to be proactive a bit. Simple stuff like actually making sure there are women there, which it's very easy to just go, oh, there are no women here, not our problem. But you have to actually reach out a bit.
As gay men, do you think we create a safe space for women in queer spaces?
No, I think generally speaking, when gay men walk into queer spaces, they see it as very inward looking. They think that queer spaces are mostly for them. And it takes like one person to have to actively say, no, queer is all inclusive. There are women here as well, and they should be represented. I think there are definitely people who say that, but I don't think there's enough of them.
So I personally identify as a cis straight woman, but in a weird way, I also identify as a queer person because, although that's not my sexuality, it's probably the only community that I've ever found that I feel completely accepted, free and comfortable in. And I don't feel that I'm just an ally because I spend 99%, even 100% of my time with my friends and family within the queer community that I feel like it is my community in a way that it's not sort of appropriating, if that makes sense. I've decided to call myself, instead of a bio queen, a drag queen with pussy power, because it's like I want something that is empowering and I want something that I can say, no, I'm fully a drag queen. I'm not a subpar. I'm not in a niche group. I am a drag queen, but I have something that makes me special and I have something that gives me power. I don't want to fall into the crowd. Like, I want to always be someone that you sort of see and you're like, yeah, I know exactly who that is. I have always been really, really, honestly obsessed with things like gender and sexuality. When I first got out of high school, I went on to study and drop out of a sociology course majoring in gender and sexuality. I find it so interesting to look at the way the world is and just analyze it through eyes of different people in different genders, different sexualities, different spectrums, and just see the way the world is. And I think it's really important to do that, especially when, you know, someone who is a straight cis woman going into this space and not abusing their privilege and not coming in and appropriating the culture, but really just genuinely appreciating it for what it is.
How do you not do that?
Well, one thing that I think really sets sort of the way that I see the world is that because I have a Jewish background, I grew up learning about the Holocaust and learning about the things that happened to my family specifically. And going in knowing that people can be hated and killed and ostracized and all these terrible things just for being who they are, I really sort of grew up with this idea of no, that cannot happen. So I sort of use what I have as privilege in this world to have a voice and to say things about it and to show people that they can speak up and they can do something, because if we don't, we're all stuck. Like, you do need to just go out and use what you have. And if what you have is privilege, accept it, acknowledge it, and use it.
As gay men, do you think we create a safe space for women in queer spaces?
I think we can do better in terms of making a safer space for queer women, but I think we do make a safe space in general, not always specifically, for straight women. And sometimes I find that by trying to do that, we become able to lose our queer spaces because we're trying to be too inclusive.
Some of us try really hard, but not as done by the wider community enough to facilitate safer spaces for women. And I think that's just not anyone's particular fault. I don't want to blame anybody, but that's just how institutionalized patriarchy is living itself out in the gay community. And sometimes the good example is that women always complain about gay men going up and touching their tits. We can't do that, guys. That's just bad.
It depends, of course, on the venue and the exact sort of space, because there's a lot of different spaces in the LGBT community, and some of them are more accepting of women and some of them aren't. Ultimately, I think a lot of people are trying and there is a lot of positive change that is happening, which is fantastic. But often gay men don't get called out enough when they are misogynistic, and that is what creates issues in terms of safe spaces for women.
When you're representing your brand and when you're representing the person that you've created and your character, you do have to take into account how you react to situations. And so there have been times where people have grabbed me in these queer spaces and I have to stop and take a moment and think, well, how am I going to react to this? Am I going to scream at them? Am I going to make a scene and unfortunately have that play negatively on me? Or am I going to tell them to stop and actually have a conversation with them and explain to them why they can't do that and maybe change someone's mind as to what consent is, as to why it's not okay, as to, you know, how even though I am a straight woman in their space, they still need to respect me and they still need to treat me as if, you know, whatever, as if I'm someone who they think they need to go respect to. I'm losing my train of thought, but yeah, it's just, I think you need to really look at how you're reacting to those situations and take it from what could be a really big scene and a negative thing that's going to turn back on you into a conversation and a discourse.
It's a really important thing that men need to look at, not just gay men, but men.
Definitely.
But especially within the spaces that we have for our queer community. Mm. I mean, the experience you just talked about, you were talking about the business of when you're in drag, but that's also the experience that women have.
Definitely.
It's not just whether you're in drag or not, and women have that experience. And the fact that you have to stop for a second to negotiate how you're going to respond to what is essentially someone physically
yeah.
invading your space or touching you in a way that's just not acceptable is not okay.
You know, it's lucky that I'm having to think about creating a discourse as my reaction, but in so many other situations, you're genuinely having to think on the spot of, do I say something and risk getting attacked, or do I go along with it and risk getting attacked? Like, what are my options here? So, I mean, in a sense, it's lucky that I am in that place where I can say stop and know that nothing is going to happen sort of negatively in an abusive way and use it as a positive. But yeah, as a woman, you do really have to sort of always weigh up your options when things like that happen, because you're not always in a safe space. There's not enough of this conversation going around. And I think because it's within a community where, you know, men aren't necessarily seeing women as sexual objects, but they're still seeing them as objects in some sense, because we're not really part of their world in that way. So I think through a lot of people's understanding, it's, well, I'm not attracted to you, so therefore I can touch you because it's not a threat. But no, you're still a man, you're still stronger than me, you're still having that ability to dominate me without my consent. And I think that just really needs to be put out there, because, you know, whether they're drunk or not, it's still happening, it's still not okay, and they just need to be able to understand that. I know that the bars that I go to more often, the staff are so incredible and lovely and helpful that if something were to happen, 100% they would be there. But it's mostly been things like I'll be talking to someone and make a joke about how boobs are my real boobs and they'll go and grab them. And it's like, that's not really an invitation for you. And even if, you
know... It's not at all an invitation.
Yeah, exactly. So it's been things like that where I can easily, you know, rip someone's hands off me and then start the conversation. It's never been something that's been so terrifying or so intense that I've had to grab someone. But yeah, I do know that people would be there for me if I needed it. But what's interesting is I know that a lot of my male friends who are queens, it happens to them as well. And I think it's this idea that in society, women are objects, be it sexual or just plain objects, so that when a man is dressing up as a woman, it is still an invitation for many people to go and grab them. And I think it's that sort of feminine energy that people take as not necessarily a weakness, but something that they have the right to control.
What is it like when you have to have these conversations with people or have had it a lot of times?
Honestly, I find walking away from the conversation, although the situation may be frustrating, it's sort of, I don't want to say good, but it's a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a almost empowering feeling because I know that I have done something that was right and that maybe me going through that in a level that isn't necessarily scary or...
Intimidating
for me, thank you. That it might prevent it from happening to someone else who is not as confident or who is not in as safe of a space.
What would you say to any men listening, gay, straight, whoever they may be, about what they could do in any space, whether it be queer or not, to make a change for how you interact in regards to that?
Honestly, like, it's a boring cliche answer, but communicate with people. I have so many friends within this community that they know me, I know them, I feel comfortable with them, we've had conversations before, and if they come up to me and, you know, touch me or grab me or slap me or whatever, and I do the same to them, it's not a big deal because we know each other, we've talked about it, we have that consent, and if it's needed, we'll bring it up again, we'll talk again. But if it's someone you don't know, if it's someone that looks shy, if it's someone that looks alone, don't go in and use your hands to communicate. Like, you need to use words with people. You need to be able to create a discussion, and also don't treat women as a second-class part of society. I think there's this whole idea that the majority of women within these queer spaces are what's known as fag hags, and that not a lot of them are even part of the community. And honestly, I think it's safe to say that I'm one of the few straight cis women within this community. I think the majority of women who do go to these events and do go to these spaces and do use these spaces as their own are queer in one form or another. And for that not to be respected as that is their community as well and that is their right to feel safe as well, it's just not okay.
That was drag performer Menorah Fox shining some light from a different perspective on how gay men treat women in queer spaces.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.